Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about unseen anxiety, and one of these places where anxiety can be hard to catch or see is alcohol. And we're talking today about the lingering impact of alcohol, even when we're not drinking. So there is a great potential for anxiety from drinking alcohol. And this, of course, is not happening to everyone, and this is in no way a moral issue. This is a health issue. If this is happening to you, I hope that I will be shedding some light on what's happening, why, and what you can do about it. So before I get going into my own ideas and the way that I have been talking to people for all these years about alcohol and anxiety, I want you to also take a super deep dive if you're interested in the brain and alcohol and check out Dr. Andrew Huberman's podcast. His podcast is called Huberman Lab. And the episode that I think might be of interest to you if you are looking for more information on the brain and alcohol is it's titled What Alcohol Does to Your Body, Brain, and Health. And I will put a link to that in the episode show notes for your convenience. He really goes very deep. He's a scientist and can really help you understand the depth of your brain and alcohol. It's a good thing to know, right? Just like we want to know other ways of taking care of ourselves. So the potential, really, for anxiety from drinking alcohol arises from various factors and many different circumstances, but the anxiety can arise even when not actively consuming alcohol. And this is the piece I hope is turning on a light bulb for some of you. I've dealt with a lot of people who have had anxiety around their alcohol. And they're talking to me about it because they've already made the connection, but not everybody does. And you may not be making a connection between the alcohol and your anxiety or your stressed out self because they're not happening at the same time. It's not happening while you're drinking. Now, sometimes it does. That's a whole nother circumstance. So it's important to understand that anxiety can affect us who have a history of alcohol use or even those who have never consumed alcohol. So this isn't about that you've used alcohol too much. This can happen even when you just have your first drink, right? So here are some of the reasons why this kind of anxiety might pop up. It could be from anticipation of having a drink or having a craving. So people who struggle with alcohol addiction or who have a history of excessive drinking, they would fall into this camp and they may experience anxiety about anticipating the next drink or having real live alcohol cravings. And this can happen even when you're not actively drinking. You may be taking a break from alcohol, let's say. So this can happen, like I said, even when you're not actively drinking. But the thought of drinking or the inability to control an urge around drinking can be very anxiety-inducing. Another place that anxiety around drinking can come up around alcohol is the social pressure. So some of our social situations involve alcohol, such as parties, gatherings, events that we go to. For the people that I have worked with in the past, it's often work-related. Many positions in this world entertain clients, take them out. This can involve drinking, golf courses and drinking, you know, all kinds of alcohol can be actually brought in even into the workplace with some of these social pressures. So it could be you're having concerns about having to be in those settings and being around the drinking, meaning if you are taking a break from drinking, do you want to drink? Or if you are just going to be in that situation and knowing that alcohol is going to be involved, it may bring up your anxiety. It could be from the fear of judgment. It could be the pressure to drink or feeling left out if you don't drink. And all of this is happening, as you can see, without any alcohol being consumed. But this anxiety is still tied to the alcohol. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Another place that could be triggering or anxiety producing is guilt or regret, and that involves our past experiences with alcohol, especially those of us who may have had negative consequences from alcohol, can lead to feelings of guilt or regret, even when you're not drinking. The thought of past actions while you might have been intoxicated can be distressing, and that in and of itself can create anxiety. Well, now we're going to come down to the health concerns. Of course, worries about your physical and mental health around alcohol can lead you to feeling anxious. And this can include concerns about the long-term impact of alcohol on the body and the mind, or the fear of developing alcohol-related health issues. And so this is where the mind does go to the negative, right? And it's going to worry, oh no, what if I'm going to develop some of these alcohol-related health issues? Now, if you have been drinking, you may begin to have anxiety around the hangover. This is a very common place for people to actually have their first panic attack, in my experience with the people I have talked to over all these years. The day after drinking, people can experience hangover anxiety, which may include some of the things I just talked about, the guilt, the regret, embarrassment, or fear related to their actions while they were intoxicated. Now, this anxiety can persist long after the alcohol has left the system. So you see what I'm talking about here. This alcohol is causing anxiety before drinking and after drinking. It seems to be hanging around an awful lot. Now, another thing that could be happening is that people could be worried about their own self-control or being able to moderate. And that's for people who are trying to reduce their alcohol intake for whatever reason or quit drinking altogether, again, for many different reasons. And the fear of losing control or not being able to drink in moderation can create great anxiety. The pressure to stay sober can also be very stressful. And people with anxiety or who have obsessive-compulsive tendencies may ruminate on the idea of alcohol. It may go round and round in their head. And the effects that come from alcohol. And so this constant thinking about drinking can lead to anxiety, even if they're not actively consuming alcohol. So what's not discussed very often, I've found, is how alcohol consumption can affect the release of cortisol. Now, you know, we talk about cortisol here all the time. It's one of the stress hormones that are released, and it is produced by the adrenal glands. This impact on cortisol levels can occur during drinking and when the person is not actively consuming alcohol. I hope you heard that. You can have this trigger of the release of cortisol from your adrenal glands when you're drinking or when a drinker is not actively consuming alcohol. So here's how that works. Cortisol suppression can happen. Alcohol can suppress the cortisol release while it's in the bloodstream. Now, when a person is drinking, the depressant effect of alcohol on the central nervous system can reduce our body's stress response, including the release of cortisol. So we have cortisol suppression. We're chill, right? That's why people drink, many people. But then we can go to immediate stress reduction because that's why people drink. They turn to alcohol to alleviate stress or their anxiety, and it's temporary, and people who drink for stress relief know this, of course. The initial effects of alcohol can create a sense of relaxation and reduce perceived stress, decreasing our cortisol during the drinking session. But then there is what is known as a rebound effect after drinking, because after alcohol is consumed, the body metabolizes the alcohol. Right? It uses it. During this process, the alcohol is broken down in your liver and its byproducts can lead to a rebound effect. This can result in an increase in cortisol levels once the alcohol begins to clear from the system. So you see, this is what I'm trying to get across today. The alcohol is leaving your system and you are metabolizing this alcohol and maybe having a rebound effect because the cortisol is beginning to rise now that the alcohol has left the system. On top of that, alcohol can disrupt the sleep cycle. Poor or interrupted sleep, which is super common after drinking, can also contribute to increased cortisol levels. So there we go again. They're not sleeping well, so the cortisol is already starting to rise. Elevated cortisol during sleep can lead to waking up feeling anxious or stressed, even though no alcohol is consumed. So the chronic effects that can happen from this is pretty well documented. I mean, alcohol dependence is very well understood, and people with alcohol use disorders actually experience chronic stress and anxiety, leading to prolonged elevation of cortisol levels even when not actively drinking. I hope I'm getting that point across. You could also be experiencing withdrawal symptoms because after a period of heavy drinking, alcohol withdrawal can increase the stress response in our body. Cortisol levels, again, may surge during withdrawal, leading to anxiety and other withdrawal symptoms. And this is why I think so many people can experience their first recognized panic attack after drinking or after a long period of drinking or even just with that hangover kind of thing like I mentioned earlier. And people in recovery from alcohol addiction experience increased cortisol levels when they are anxious or experience alcohol cravings, even when they are abstaining from the alcohol, and this can make it challenging to maintain sobriety. So I hope that you can, with this kind of knowledge, remember, okay, this is what's happening. Often when we can understand why something is happening, why do I have so much anxiety? I'm not drinking anymore. I thought I got past that. It might take more time than you might want. Anticipation and anxiety, you know, can happen because many people experience that elevated cortisol level due to the anticipation of drinking or the anxiety about not drinking. And this can be particularly when you're trying to quit or reduce alcohol consumption. This is that anticipatory stress, and it can occur without the presence of alcohol in your system. So some of the things you can do to mitigate the impact of alcohol on your cortisol release is to actually limit alcohol consumption, meaning moderation or abstinence from alcohol is often the most effective way to reduce the negative impact of alcohol on your cortisol levels. And practicing stress reduction techniques, adopt a healthy coping strategy to manage your stress, even during those times when the cortisol is rising. Use things such as exercise and mindfulness, meditation, and relaxation techniques, and many of the things that we talk about here. And maintain a healthy lifestyle, meaning your diet, your exercise, your sleep. This can all help to regulate those cortisol levels and your overall stress. So I'd love for you to be able to set yourself up for success because you don't have to have it. Like I said, this is not a moral issue. It doesn't have to be completely this or completely that, but I want you to understand where the stress is coming from and see if you can make peace with what you need to do with alcohol. You could do it by setting boundaries, having clear boundaries regarding your alcohol consumption in social situations, and communicate this to friends, family, and colleagues if needed to reduce pressure and the discomfort. You know, time and time again, only you know who you can talk to about your anxiety, or in particular here, your alcohol issues or desires. But I find when people do open up, they find some peace because they don't feel like they're holding that so tightly. Like, oh, somebody's going to find out. They're going to find out. It's like, oh, I've been open with those that I can be open with. And so I don't need to feel so on edge and walk on eggshells like I'm going to get found out. You could also focus on alternative coping mechanisms and learn and practice healthier ways to manage your stress and anxiety and your social situations without relying on alcohol. And being strong in what you decide to do for your health and your well-being and being able to let go of what other people think, I think is super important. And it takes a lot of strength to do that, but it's very possible and it's very freeing. And you can develop a support network. You want to surround yourself with people who understand and respect your decisions related to this alcohol and providing emotional support and encouragement. Managing anxiety related to the alcohol, even when you're not drinking, often involves a combination of self-awareness. And I'm hoping that that's what today's show brought to you. Maybe a little light bulb moment of, oh, could I be getting some of my high stress and anxiety? Is that related to drinking, even though it's happening when I'm not drinking? Getting some support and having some behavioral changes to promote a healthier relationship with alcohol or abstinence, depending on your individual needs and your goals. I hope today's show was helpful for you. And if you find value in this show and want to share it, that would mean the world to me. I hope that it has brought you some light bulb moments, and I look forward to being back with you in another couple of days. And now for today's quote. The day after drinking can be a minefield of anxiety, filled with regrets and hangover-induced worries. And that's from Dr. Lisa Anderson. She's an addiction specialist. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.